Allegations have surfaced that a judge in the case against Berkeley's cell phone warning ordinance has ties to the wireless industry. In the case, the wireless industry trade group, the CTIA, is challenging a law that requires stores to post information on the proper use of a cell phone so radiation exposures don't exceed federal guidelines. The case was heard in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco in mid-September by a three-member panel that includes Judge Michelle Friedland, whose husband, Daniel Kelly, is allegedly an engineer with a wireless company called Tirana. Ellen Marks with the California Brain Tumor Association says Friedland may have a conflict of interest because Tirana's significant investor, AT&T, is a member of the CTIA and has a major stake in the outcome of the case.
If Berkeley prevails, his job could be at risk. They might have financial implications from this. And if the CTIA prevails, they have a lot to gain from this.
The CTIA argues that Berkeley's ordinance violates free speech. Berkeley argues they're just posting guidelines straight out of the cell phone manual, warning that people who carry a cell phone close to the body may exceed federal guidelines on exposure to radio frequency radiation. A spokesman for the court confirmed that Kelly does work in the telecom industry, but said Judge Friedland herself will not comment. Calls to Mr. Kelly and to Tirana were not returned. Marks said the case is significant because many other cities have expressed an interest in copying the ordinance, and some have received letters from the CTIA threatening litigation. San Francisco has been working to pass a similar law, and Supervisor John Avalos says if the allegations are true, Friedland should have disclosed this possible link.
If there's any hint of such a relationship between her partner and such work within the telecommunication company, she should disqualify herself.
The court currently has the case under consideration but has not yet issued a ruling. Berkeley's legal team has the option to file a complaint alleging conflict of interest but has not done so thus far. For Public News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.